VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We'd love to hear your voice. So in order to do that, you can either send us a mixtape or a CD that you've recorded of your dulcet
tones.
Or
an MP3 on a...
Right. Or here's a thought. You could call us, 888-723-4630.
888-RADIO-30.
That's it.
Now it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Hello, Matt.
As a Canadian, I'm pretty much obligated to discuss hockey at least once a year. There happens to be a lot of activity in hockey categories on eBay, even in January. Take ice hockey equipment categories, for example. Like much of the marketplace, this niche is busiest during the height of the holiday shopping in December, but I was surprised to see that sales momentum remains at about 70 to 75% of the max value from early January until late February. That's a pattern that doesn't show up in a lot of categories. Here's another promising stat. Peak sales in NHL fan apparel categories last year were up 10% compared to the year before. However, unlike equipment categories, interest drops off sharply after the holidays. According to popular search data in Terapeak, the most frequently searched NHL fan apparel belongs to the Chicago Blackhawks, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Boston Bruins. Finally, if you're curious about what the most expensive hockey listing was in 2014, according to Terapeak, it was a trading card from 1911, which sold for $22,000. Very impressive. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak.com. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Don't go away, Matt, because we're asking everybody who calls in today to call in and tell us what they're wearing while they're listing.
So I'm wearing a big, heavy sweater because it's a little chilly today. It's not an ugly sweater. It's the opposite of that. It's a beautiful sweater.
Oh, good.
And that's it?
Oh, yeah. there's an entire outfit.
I mean, I don't judge. I don't judge, but...
You don't judge. Oh, Matt, run for the hills. You don't judge.
Matt, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, great.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Matt.
I'm sure he's in something dapper, no matter what it is. You know.
Yeah,
that.
He's a great dresser.
Oh, he is, definitely. Remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player and submit it to us, and we're happy to talk about it today over the air. So are you listing at all, Griff?
Me, no, I am not.
Of course, there's big doings at our house. All the relatives get here today.
Big doings?
Yeah, for Mama's Memorial, which is on Saturday. And so we're going to start listing next week because then, you know, it's a new life, new world, new everything. So we've got all of our stuff lined up, and we're ready to photo it and list it. So you're going to see a lot of listings next week from us. We've had to forego it, of course. So yeah. What are you doing in your eBay business right now?
Nothing, because I'm focused on the last stretch of finishing up my education specialist content, and I've never seen so many roadblocks and stumbles and things have to be changed, but I'm now at the last tweaks before it's all done. So, and that's just taking up all
those
the
of
time.
Us who have other jobs besides just selling on eBay, we have our own set of challenges.
We do.
And we should talk about that sometime, you know, have a guest on or something. Yeah, because when you do it part-time rather than full-time, there are some challenges.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Doing it around your other jobs, doing it around traveling. You know, there are issues that come up that maybe a person who's doing it full-time would not have.
Absolutely.
So do we have any idea how many full-time versus part-time sellers on eBay? Do we have that
No,
data?
And if we did, but we had some old data. It's not. I don't think it's relevant anymore. I don't have any data. Billions and billions and billions, is what's his name would have said, Carl Sagan.
So have you been paying attention to that guy in the UK named John Whitbread
who
had planned a honeymoon trip with his girlfriend. You don't know the story?
No, tell me.
She dumped him just before the wedding. And they were due to go. They were going to go on the honeymoon.
Oh, the honeymoon guy. And he sold the honeymoon on eBay.
He did.
Mm.
He did. There were 67, but when I last checked, there were 67 bids at a high of 1,900 British pounds. That's about $2,900 with 7 days to go. And he's pledged to donate any proceeds above the 1,050 pounds to a testicular cancer charity. I don't know if it's Giving Works or not. I didn't look into it. But it's a big thing in the news that this poor guy was stuck with this honeymoon, and now he's looking for somebody else to go with. Doesn't have to be a woman either, I understand.
Mm.
You know, he just wants it to happen.
No, it doesn't have to be a woman?
No.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to go check the listing out.
Okay, it is 3314.
Wait. I was half serious, but now I'm real serious.
Okay.
All right, 33.
3314.
14.
3737.
3737.
6466.
6466.
Right.
Let me see.
I haven't gone there yet.
Oh, he's not my type.
Oh, he's on there?
Yeah, there's a picture of
him. Oh,
well, you're going on a honeymoon with him. I'm assuming you want to know what he looks like.
Yeah. Well, yes, yeah, I guess.
Not. I don't understand. Oh, you know what? This is funny. Look at the title. It's the hashtag. That's pretty funny. Good for you, guy. He's got 89 bids. I hope they're legit. And who knows? He doesn't say anything about gender is not important, but I'm sure he's looking for, you know.
Well, if he's only got one room.
A woman. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, there he is. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's always some clever, and I mean it, I'm not being snarky, a clever guy who or woman who comes up with a fun listing that gets a lot of attention. I love those.
I love them.
I don't think it used to be easy years ago. You could say things like, I'm selling my soul on eBay.
I'm selling a ghost in a bottle.
I'm selling my virginity.
We're selling air from Woodstock, whatever.
Remember there was a woman who sold little styrofoam peanuts and called them ghost poops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that was great the first time.
Yeah.
You know, the 250th piece of toast with some saint's image on it just didn't make it anymore.
Well, I think that this particular listing, eBay didn't take it down because he's really got something to offer. He's got a trip.
Oh. Oh, great. Good for him.
To the Dominican Republic.
Fantastic.
To offer. So, well, you ready to go back to the phones, Griffola?
Yeah.
Joe in Oradell, New Jersey, known on eBay as Hubcap Joe's, our buddy. Hi, Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
What's your question or comment today?
Hello, Lee, and hello, Griff.
Hello. Hi.
Before I get into my comment of the day, I'd like to express my condolences to you, Lee, on the passing of your mother.
Thank you, Joe.
I know what you're going through because my mother passed away about 5 months ago, too.
Oh, sorry to hear that,
When it's
Joe.
Your mommy, it's a yeah. whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It definitely is.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
And I was listening to your show earlier when somebody had called in and asked Griff about the drop-down menu with the parts compatibility feature.
Yes.
And I'd like to tell you now how you can navigate through that, if I may.
Oh, are you kidding? This is like the perfect timing. Thank you for calling with this. Yes.
Well,
tell
us. I heard the man call in, and I wanted to tell him how to do it. Now, there are two ways. Let's say you're selling a product that's basically universal, like a car cover.
Yeah.
Where it fits many cars. So let's say he lists it as 1986 Chevy Caprice car cover.
Yeah.
Now, the Caprice is a full-size car. So he could also interchange that with other full-size cars the same size as the Caprice, like a Lincoln Continental or Cadillac DeVille. And he can manually go into the parts compatibility feature and check off up to 1,000 different interchanges.
Oh, that's how they do it.
Yes, it's done manually. You have to actually edit it by hand, but it's quite easy to do. And this way you can reach the most number of possible vehicles per item, provided that it is indeed interchangeable. Now, that's the ideal way to do it. Now, there are some people, and a very, very small fraction, that will list an item that's not compatible with 1,000 vehicles just to gain extra exposure, even though the item is not compatible. I've seen some of that, too.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right. But it's really not a hard thing to do to work this feature. They retooled it about a year ago. But before that, it was a bit tiresome.
Yeah, helpful. I remember that.
Right.
I used to get a lot of complaints.
It's basically fairly easy to navigate through. And I wanted the gentleman to know about that.
Well, thank you, Joe. That's great information. And now I know something, which is...
We're so happy that Griff finally knows something.
Well, I feel like I know less and less as every day goes by.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, thanks for the
You've
call.
You've helped all of us. Thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Did you see the Lego guy, speaking of fun listings? The guy that sold all the Legos?
No.
Well,
I want you to seeing these?
Okay, look at this item number.
Well, hold on. You cut everything.
Okay.
How do you know all this stuff?
Because I am very smart.
You're such a sleuth.
Without me, you'd be nothing.
Well, that's obvious.
So you're ready for the item number?
Yes.
It is 1-815.
Oh.
9150-5963. We'll do it when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a ring. 888-723-4630, and we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 299.
The holidays mean an increase in traffic and sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Third Power Outlet. He has this holiday tip.
Make your listings and your store easy to shop for gift buyers. Right now, you got people that are just on there, maybe just because they found the gift that they want and they've never really shopped with you or on the platform before. How can you reduce the confusion in your listings? Simplify the text, shorten all those paragraphs, and start using bullet points for those who are browsers. You want to be ready for those kind of people and keep the most important stuff at the top.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Our lines are wide open at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So the item number for the Legos.
Yes, go on.
1815-9150-5963, also known as 1-815-9150-5963.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
It's a completed listing.
Oh, I see.
He's been collecting these Legos for over 20 years.
Wow.
Says his kids don't care for them anymore. I know what he means. I've got boxes of stuff that I'm going to list on eBay from they grew up so fast. Grandparents especially have things for the kids to play with, Legos and things,
yeah.
And then they become 18, you know?
Right.
So he says he doesn't have the time to mess around with them anymore, and he's sorted them out and all that kind of stuff. And there were 1,000+ pounds.
Yikes.
Can you imagine how many Legos that would be?
That's a lot of Legos. I guess that's...
Well, maybe... Wow. No, he wrote the... No, you know what? I read his listing wrong.
What?
It's bulk lot of 1,000 plus pounds of bricks.
Yeah, bricks.
350 plus sets, 24 pounds of minifigs.
Whatever those
are. Minifigurines.
Minifigurines. Well, good for him. And it says 30,000 best offer accepted. So do we know what
it's
sold for?
Yes, we do. Watchcount.com revealed that the seller settled for a best offer of $10,000.
Good for him.
Fantastic. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A bunch of Legos your kids played with?
You can buy a smart car with that now, which you can make out of Legos, and it works.
But, you know, that just goes to show you what you can do. Be a little creative. See what you've got around your house. Go look in your attic. If you live in a place, do you have an attic? We don't have attics much.
I do, and I haven't been up there since I bought the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You don't know what's up there.
Well, whatever's up there seems to be doing fine without me knowing about it, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those, you got to go up one of those, you know, the stairs that come down from the ceiling.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, it's not.
It's scary.
Well, and there happens to be this enormous chest of drawers in the way, and I'm too lazy to move it. So people say, yeah, so what's in the attic? And
so let me ask you a question. Did you look in the attic before you bought the home?
Oh, of course I looked in the
attic. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. There was nothing up there.
I feel much better about you now.
But I could. I mean, if there was an ease, it's just as well I can't get up to that attic, because if I could, I'd be filling it up with stuff.
Yes, you would.
That's how I operate. That's how
you'd figure out a way to do that.
And that means I'd be buying more of your things on eBay.
That's right.
And then stuffing them in the attic, because I have a problem.
Give us a call today and tell us what you're wearing while you list at 888-RADIO-30 or... Call in with any of your questions or comments about selling on eBay.
You know, it's funny you should
say that. Before you say that, eBetsy let us know that, reminded us of the survey that we did, at least of the eBay radio party and conference attendees.
Yeah.
And we had 300 people there. 52 people replied to the poll afterward. All right?
Yeah.
57.6% are full-time listers. 42.3% are part-time. That's at least for a fourth of our attendees, but that doesn't say anything about all of eBay sellers. But
yeah, I know.
You know, it's over 50%, almost 60% of our listeners, according to this survey, are full-time sellers. So that's just eBay Radio, though. So who knows? So you were going to say?
I never go downstairs undressed in my house. So mm-hmm. I'm always dressed up when I list items. You know, I've got my day clothes on. I never walk around the house. I never come down from my salon, my boudoir, my suite, until I'm presentable to the world.
Oh, I always do.
No, I don't. I don't know why. That's not like me in my younger days.
Well,
I guess to show off all the wardrobe I buy on eBay.
No,
all the shirts and stuff.
Even when I'm out in the living room, you know, I move my little desk around wherever I feel like it. It gives me more, you know, it just gives me more energy when I'm in a different plot space here and there. I'm always covered, you know, I have on sweatpants and things, but, you know, I don't put my makeup on or, I mean, do you put your makeup on and everything?
I don't know, but I moisturize.
Oh, that's good.
And I get all my moisturizer on eBay. So I like Neutrogena, and I get the best prices
because
for it
on eBay.
Because
to me, you know, when I'm going to list or whatever, I need to be very comfortable. Comfort is the issue. And working from home is fun.
But I hate working from home.
Because of that. Hey, Griff, have you ever dreamed of running away with the circus?
No, but I think the circus has dreamt about running away with me.
Because we have an item number for you when we come back. It's a genuine circus big top.
Really?
Comes complete with an adjoining 20-foot high, 60 by 60-foot entrance tent. The big top itself measures 140 feet by 120 feet and is 37 feet high. All the necessary stakes, straps, and poles
I'm
are
gonna
included.
I'm going to buy it.
You know what?
I'm gonna
Howie
buy it.
Would
I'm
throw
gonna...
a party.
No, I'm gonna tour that and call it Cirque de eBay.
The whole Magilla fits into a pair of 40-foot containers for easy transport.
It's a doddle.
The cellar will also include bleacher seats for, listen to this, 950 people, plus 250 chairs, and they're happy to discuss shipping options that work for both parties. You can buy it now for just $135,000 or best offer.
Oh, it's you can make money on that.
Yeah, you could do your live in-person events.
I could do stand-up. I could tour with my own theater for stand-up.
Absolutely.
This segment was brought to you by Adesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-463. The second hour of the Ask Griffin Lee is coming up next here on eBay Radio.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.